Good afternoon, and thanks everybody to attend this call. I am, frankly speaking, extremely pleased for F.I.L.A. and for its shareholders that we have been able to accomplish this agreement on which we have worked hard since the day we acquired Canson. As you probably all remember, during the due diligence process, we discovered that Canson was close to lose this contract that was quite important for the company. We decided anyway to go on, despite Canson was losing what represented the high range of its offer. At that time, in year 2017, the loss of Arsh represented more or less one third of the profitability of Canson. A lot of things have happened after that time, but I would like to focus mainly on two key points. Number one is that Arsh is one of the few so-called jewel of our business, and I think the exclusive agreement that we have signed for 5 years goes in the direction that many of you in this moment like. So it is not an acquisition or an M&A for a project for at the moment, but we have in our range probably what we consider the best brand, the best precious brand in our business. Second, I think it's even more important, and I would like to stress this point, because we have lived in the last 10 months a lot of troubles related to our reorganization process, the SAP Live, the reorganization of the central warehouse, and so on. You have lived this as financial investors, but in the business, the owner of this brand recognized the great job we have done acquiring St. Cuthbert earlier and then Strathmore in the second half of 2018. This probably have convinced them finally that we are the most important company in the world to take over Arsh business. That let me remember you that Arsh was distributed by the strongest competitor we have in the world, which is a Swedish group, an historical group, very strong, and the fact that we have taken over from them, and the fact that the owner of Arsh brand have decided to go back to us, should tell you a lot on how F.I.L.A. strategy is perceived in the market, despite momentarily internal problem that we had in 2018. For what F.I.L.A. is concerned, this brand will substantially improve our our expectation for the years coming. Again, it's from one side, from an image point of view, the business read clearly the fact that we have become not only the most important player in the business, but that we have taken from our direct competitor the most important brand they have. So this tells a lot also to our customers. Second, there is a perfect integration with our St. Cuthbert offer that will open substantial possibilities in different countries in which we were missing a little bit of critical dimension to take some final decision. And so this will help us to continue our expansion strategy. The fact that now in our assortment we have also Arche, and as you know, one of our strategic marketing mix weapon is the promotion with our consumer. The fact that we have Arche in our offer should simplify a lot our life when we introduce the range of our of Fila assortment. This should help us in the offer also of watercolor brushes and watercolor paint. So at the end, I think that this accomplishment is extremely positive from economical point of view, from image point of view, and from strategy point of view in medium long term. So I'm ready to for the Q&A session, and I thank you again to attend the meeting.
We remind all participants to dial star 1 to book a question. The first question comes from Niccolò Storer of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my questions and good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions. The first one, if you can help us a little bit on numbers. So, which are your expectation for 2020 when the contract will start to bring its fruits in terms of both revenues and profitability, and how the agreement is structured? Second question on potential cannibalization effect that you see from the new products on products that you are already offering. And third question, if you are in the future seeing the possibility to take over this brand, if you had discussion talks with the Finnish company in this direction. Thank you.
Okay, let's start from question number one. The turnover that actually Colart is making is in the area of between 12 and 14 million euro. This is from the information I got, and as of course I don't know their profitability, but I have in front of me the profitability that Camson has lost when we lost or when the former owner lost Archville, and it was in the area of 3 to 3.5 million euro EBITDA. So this is based on the last information I have. So it's a substantial profitability for a commercial item. On this base, we are going to add the business of digital fine art paper, which is a very fast growing business in the area of photographic area that has seen a strong development in the last years, and ASH represent an important competitive advantage due to the quality of the products. The former distributor Colart did not work on this business, while Canson and Sencaptert has a range in this family of product. So we are not only already present in this business, but we are developing with two or three important brands like Epson, Hewlett-Packard, Canon. They are developing some inkjet machines in connection with our paper. So definitely this could become an interesting area of further development. I remember that the distribution contract starts from January 2020. What I hope is to start a little bit earlier, but I am discussing with Colart for the moment in a positive way how the transition will be managed, because as we are talking of 180 SKUs, for them will be difficult to supply the market until December without entering in big inventory problems, especially with the slow moving product and so on. So an agreement with us to take over their inventory could allow us to start a little bit earlier than what the contract is saying. The full result will come in 2020, and we expect at least to reach the results that Canson had, for the simple reason that now we own Sencaptert, while in the past Sencaptert was a direct competitor, thus reducing the efficiency and the margins of the manufacturer. For the second question, that is a little bit related to what I just said, it's not really a problem of cannibalization, because these two companies are probably the last companies that completely control this technology of molded paper. This technology that is unique, I would like to remember you that produce paper not from the cellulose, so not from the trees, but produce the paper from the cotton. It's a very specific technology. I would say it's a unique technology with a nominal request in the market. So my assumption is that the combination of these two leaders should go in the direction of even improving the market presence, because the two separated, the Sencaptert was sometimes too little, so they had a difficult time to reach all the customers around the world, and ARSH probably was not completely well treated from the previous distributor, especially in the new countries like China. I'm referring particularly to China and to India and to South America, in which they were not distributing this product. So I would say exactly the opposite. So there will be a combination between the two leaders of this technology, and we expect an improving in terms of total volumes. The third question for the moment, I forgot, I'm sorry. Can you remember me the third question, please?
Yes, if you have some preliminary talks on the possibility of taking over in the future ARSH.
We have decided, being a competitor in a niche market, that there are substantial synergies between Sencaptert and ARSH. Their problem is that the owner of this brand is the group Ahlstrom Munjo, that came out from a merge that happened, if I'm not wrong, 2 years ago. So we are talking of a group of more than 3 billion, and it's public. So using the common sense, a business for them of in the area of 10 million euro for them, I don't think it is strategic for them. And in fact, they are talking with us not only as a distributor, but to go a little bit beyond this and to start synergies on raw material, on innovation, on developing products, as I mentioned 10 minutes ago, in the business of digital fine art paper. There are big groups like Hewlett Packard, like Epson, that are asking to develop products specifically for them. So there are very nice synergies all around the world, and I think they don't have at all a distribution. So I would say that if I should guess, we will go beyond the distribution contract, but I cannot say anything more.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. You have three questions. The first one is if do you expect maybe other deals like these can happen in the future, considering your portfolio, considering your competitors and so on, if some other distribution agreement can happen. My second question is about pricing. So you talked about the fact that combining these products with the San Carbert offer, basically you are in some specific categories worldwide market leader. Do you see room to increase prices? And finally, my last question is about maybe it's not related to the deal, but your feeling on main moving parts of Fila, Pacon during the start of the year, if you may, of course. Thank you.
Thanks, Alessandro. So the first question, was, can you remember me, please, the first question?
So just about if you see other potential opportunities, deals like these, so to take on board other distribution agreements, if you see the opportunities, of course.
Yes, I see some interesting, very interesting opportunities, because we are talking of niche that are very, very, very interesting, very profitable and growing, especially in the area of digital fine art and traditional print paper, because St. Cuthbert and Arch alone didn't have enough critical mass to open subsidiaries around the world. While we definitely now have this opportunity, so both companies were working in this business through distributors, and I have decided in some countries it will make sense to open direct subsidiaries and bring home the margin of the distributors. Of course, this is not going to happen overnight, but there are some important area of the world, like United States and Europe, in which we definitely are considering to take over the distribution. So the answer is yes. Of course, as we own the brands, we are not talking of investment. We are talking of changing the business model without major investment. For what is concerned your question on prices, I think my answer is a little bit elaborated. The prices, I don't think the prices will change, because the prices are quite high in this business. What will change is probably the promotion scheme. So especially today in the internet era, with the promotions, you sell big quantities in a short time with a much lower average price. I think that the consumers are very much attached either to Arch or to St. Cuthbert, And I think the two companies, they combined, anyway, they will sell their volume. I think they will not need to be so aggressive in promotion that normally will go in the pocket of the distribution, because the final consumer doesn't benefit from this. So I think that we will optimize our promotional scheme. For the third question, I think you are referring to the first quarter.
Yes, general start of 4th month and so on. Okay.
Yeah, I think that the first quarter is absolutely in line with our expectation. And what does it mean, this? Because I don't want to appear not clear. Our expectation was for not a strong first quarter, because we still had some operative issues that has been completely solved by the end of February. I remember you, we went live in SAP with Paycon that gave us some problems for 2 or 3 weeks. And it's in line with our expectation for the year, also in a positive way in terms of order flow. So it is in line. Finally, we see our system, our operation working properly. Now it's already 2 months our operation are working properly. We see a strong decline of the fines in United States, which means that now we are doing our job with our customers. And we see a very good order flow in line with our expectation for 2019.
Okay. Thank you. You spoke just as to recap. Do you have new ideas in terms of networking capital management, or about talking with this deal? Do you expect some additional inventories you spoke about before? Just to better understand if this transaction. Can a little bit improve maybe your fixed base structure, and then to not have impact on networking capital and so on, just to better understand these.
Yeah, at the moment, there will be for sure an improvement in 2020, because this contract generates very good EBITDA, and this business is mainly performed in North America. Thus, working capital optimization, customers pay much quicker than the rest of the world, and 50% of the turnover of this business is made in North America. So in 2020, for sure, there will be a further improvement. In 2019, there is a contract that protects our competitor until 31st December 2019. So as of now, we can buy product from the owner of the brand from the 1st January 2020. So the impact should be zero. It will be different if I find an agreement with actual distributor. And in this case, I will inform you. So at this moment, from what we see in the market, we confirm the working capital improvement expectation that we have for 2019, and we cannot expect any impact from this transaction, because simply the company that owns the brand cannot supply us until the 1st of January.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no more questions at the moment. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question comes from Niccolò Storer of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Does the contract, the agreement with the Finnish company, see any minimum guarantee fees on based on volumes to be sold?
There is an indication of volumes starting 2021, because it was impossible to foresee the behavior of the competitors, of the actual distributor, so we couldn't put anything in the contract, and the same we cannot foresee if they, for example, are overstock, and in this case they would charge the market for their overstock. So the numbers we have put in the contract in 2021 are the numbers that are today in the contract of the actual distributor. I don't consider this as a big issue, because we are going to expand into new business that the actual distributor is not, which is the digital fine art business. That could represent a good 10% of the global contract. And because I sincerely think that we are going to do a better job thanks to our subsidiary in China and thanks to our subsidiary in India. So there are parts of the world in which actual distributor was not really performing well. So I think the number that we have indicated is a fair number, and it will start in 2021.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Giacomo Logato of Kairos. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi everybody. Excuse me if I make this question, but I entered the conference call late, so maybe you have to repeat the same thing. What I wanted to know is, what is the impact on EBITDA expected from this agreement next year, and the run rate for the years after? And the second question is that maybe if you have thought about buying also this brand from the company, or you never thought about it. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. I am happy to repeat. Let's start from the second one, which is that is easier. If it's only depending on me, I of course would buy this brand, because there is an unbelievable amount of technology behind this brand and uniqueness of the product that is requested already nominally, even in new countries like China or in Japan or in the southeast of the world. So there is a substantial value behind this brand. So if it's only depending on me, the answer is yes. Unfortunately, it's not only depending on me, but I will do everything possible to make it happen. The first question, I can give a sense of EBITDA, because when Canson lost the contract, Canson lost an EBITDA in the area of 3 to 3.5 million euro. There is a different business model from the time of Canson. In the past, Canson was buying a lot of raw material and work in process, and had a converting process inside Canson. The new contract is different, and I think you will like better, because this will improve the working capital. Arsh will supply us almost 95% with the finished product. I think that we could have some positive surprises, but as the business model is different, we need to recalculate the impact. But I would consider that the minimum amount is the EBITDA that Canson has lost 3 years ago.
Thank you.
The next question comes from François Robillard of Intermonte. Please go ahead. François Robillard of Intermonte, Please go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, with the mic on, it works better. Sorry about that. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. Just on the new business development, you talked about online development with Epson and other companies. Who will bear the cost of such new activity development? Will that be you? Will that be the owner of the brand themselves? And final question. How confident are you that the addition of these new products won't harm a bit more your inventories management? You talked about 95% of finished products. Are you confident that your current inventory capacities will be able to hold to hold this correctly? Thank you.
Okay, the cost of the development is entirely on the shoulder of our counterpart, because they are taking our paper as it is and they are developing their machine in connection with our paper. They were competing, they had two alternatives on the table. One was Sam Katker and the other one was Arsh, because the counterpart were looking exactly to this kind of paper, this quality, to develop the high end of their range of digital fine art assortment. So they are developing their machine in order that they can work on our paper, which is an existing paper. The second question, to give you an average number, we for not for 2019, but for 2020, we consider to have in stock on a regular base a value of 3 million euro finished product at average. So I would not consider this as an amount that can change our life in working capital.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions at the moment. The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.